your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big old coat from that thrift shop down the road.
Hey, he wears your granddad's clothes.
That's right.
He looks incredible.
I do.
He's in that big old coat.
It's from
that thrift shop down
let's
the road.
Go. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is super.
Super awesome indeed. We'll get to that in a few minutes, but welcome back to the roundtable. And speaking of super awesome, we have Sean Stone with us, who is our cultural correspondent. He joins us each and every Thursday to tell us what is happening on area stages and screens. And he's just one of our favorites here on the program, and we welcome him. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, I'm very curious because there is a movie that is on my list that I want to see perhaps this weekend, and that is Sully. It is the Tom Hanks movie about Sully Sullenberger and the miracle landing on the Hudson River. You saw it in IMAX.
The magic number is 1935, which is not the year. It's the ticket price,
wow.
Just to let you know.
Wow.
That's the adult IMAX ticket price here
Man.
In Albany. Yeah.
All right. Well, so now the question, obvious question is it worth it?
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Oh, great. Good.
It's a very good movie. Eastwood doesn't show you the whole flight at the beginning. You see it in pieces. And the way he rolls it out as the film goes along is really well done.
Can I ask perhaps a politically incorrect question?
Sure.
But I have seen Clint Eastwood interviewed in the last year or so, and he seems a little out of it. And I'm not diagnosing the man. I have no idea.
Right.
I'm just wondering it surprises me that he's able to do something like this.
It's probably the last thing that goes.
Okay. All right.
Is your job skills?
Yes. All right.
But yeah, it's interesting. It plays with time. It plays with flashbacks. Tom Hanks is fantastic as Sullenberger. Aaron Eckhart is his co-pilot.
Yes.
Laura Linney is his wife, who's on the phone all through the picture, and which is a thankless role that she does very well. And it's very cagey, the casting. They mix familiar faces with unfamiliar faces to sort of keep you off balance, you know. So there's you see Jamie Sheridan, and then he's sitting next to some guy you've never seen before. So it's kind of canny,
like that, yeah.
And it really gives you the sense of what that particular accident had the effect it had on New York. You know, like people looking up and see a plane, and you know what people were thinking.
Of course.
And he doesn't, you know, overdo it, but it's there, and. The first responders, you know, the waterways, ferries going out there. It's well done. I would recommend it. And it's 96 minutes long.
Oh, really? Oh,
yep.
You just sold me, Sean.
I know.
Hell, I can do it during lunch.
Exactly.
That's great. Sully is playing now. And then you saw another film.
It's called Complete Unknown. It's sort of a little weird chamber drama starring Rachel Weisz as a woman who just sort of lives a life, sheds her skin, and reinvents herself as someone else. And the sort of the plot of this movie is she wants to see the guy she knew when she was herself, like 15 years before. So she builds this elaborate life. So she gets introduced to him. And you know that he knows her. It's played by Michael Shannon. And the tension is just unbelievable because he's like, I know you, but you're pretending to be someone else. And it's a neat little 90-minute sort of psychological drama.
Michael Shannon's a great actor.
Yeah, and it's nice to have him playing the one who's stable.
Yes, yes.
You know, usually he gets the part that's unstable. This
yes.
time he's the stable one. So it's sort of an interesting dynamic, and I would recommend it. It's called Complete Unknown.
So let's go to things that are coming up, beginning with what's happening tonight, and I guess we start out in Rome, New York.
Yeah, at the Cinema Capitol. It's next to the Capitol Theater. This is kind of interesting. It's playing all week, today through Wednesday. Universal Pictures just funded complete restorations of all the Marx Brothers movies, and they're showing Animal Crackers for a week from 1930. They managed to find footage that was cut in the 30s and hasn't been seen since like 1930, mostly risque jokes that were censored on reissues. So
no,
they're
so
back in, and apparently the picture quality is much improved and should be great. That's Animal
Excellent.
Crackers at the Capitol in Rome. Tomorrow night at the Curtain Call Theater in Latham, their production of Time Stand Still opens. It runs through October 15th. It's a drama about a photojournalist who survives a near-death experience in Iraq and comes home and just how that affects her family and her life. Everything seems to be happening on Friday this week.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff going on Friday. Friday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, comedian Jim Brewer will bring his special brand of sort of post-stoner humor to the Capital
Goat
region.
Goat boy!
Exactly.
Yeah.
At the Van Dyke Restaurant and Lounge in Schenectady on Friday night, it's jazz guitarist Alex Skolnick and his trio will be performing. Friday night at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, it's Viu Farkaturé, who is the Hendrix of the Sierra. He's from Mali. It's a world music show, and he's an extraordinary guitar player. Friday night at the Egg in Albany, blues legend John Mayall. This is the guy who had Eric Clapton in his band before anybody knew who Eric Clapton was in 1966.
Very good.
And then Friday night at the Palace for the kids, it's Three Doors Down, big multi-platinum artists, also Pop Evil and Red Sun Rising. And then we've got the big Fresh Grass Festival at Mass Mocha Friday through Sunday. I know you did an interview with Roseanne Cash.
I love her.
She's fantastic.
Oh, my God. She's such a, well, she's a great radio guest, but she's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Friday through Sunday, Glenn Hansard, Old Crow Medicine Show, Roseanne Cash, Ricky Skaggs, all-star bluegrass stuff.
We'll be talking to some of the Fresh Grass folks a little bit later on in the
nice.
Show, too. So, yes.
And Saturday night at the Putnam Den in Saratoga Springs, it's another legendary blues guy, Les Dudek. He played sessions with, he recorded with the Allman Brothers and all of those Southern-type bands. He's one of those guys with a long white beard,
yeah.
You know. And then, as we heard on the intro, Weird Al Yankovic is coming to Proctor's on Saturday night.
So let me ask you a question. I've never seen Weird Al in concert. Have you?
No. Oddly enough, I haven't.
Okay.
Of course, I will say he's a top ticket these days.
He is. That's like a big deal.
It is a big deal.
And I was thinking, well, should I go? Should I not go? I'm getting over a cold. I could just stay home. And then, but my God, it's Weird Al. And so
yeah.
That's what's going on in my mind.
Yeah, it should be a great show.
I'll get over it.
Yeah. There you go.
And then in Utica.
The Stanley Theater in Utica. It's a national touring company of Fame the Musical, and they will be there Tuesday and Wednesday evening.
I want to talk about new movies. Just a quick little plug, if I may. The University of Albany and the New York State Writers Institute, along with the Performing Arts Center and the University Art Museum, have all gotten together, and they're doing this series called The Creative Life, and it's a conversation series at UAlbany. And the inaugural event is tonight. And it begins tonight with Joyce Carol Oates, and I will be on stage interviewing her. Next month, I'll be interviewing Savion Glover. So we're doing two events each semester.
That's fantastic.
So it all begins tonight, and it is, I believe, at 7:30 in the Performing Arts Center on the Uptown campus. And it should be a really great event, a celebration of culture and creativity in our region, and these great minds that we are able to attract. And we'll have a great time tonight. It will be broadcast later on, but just a bit of a plug.
In addition to being a great writer, novelist, she has a very entertaining presence on Twitter.
Yes. Yes, she is quirky and delightful and wonderful, and I can't wait to talk to her.
You haven't lived until you see her tweet back and forth with Steve Martin.
Worth the price of admission isn't it?
Actually, it's worth signing up for Twitter for things like that.
And it's a free event, so please come on out and join us for that. Okay, new movies.
Oliver Stone Snowden with Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Edward Snowden. Then we have the long-awaited. Maybe.
For some, perhaps.
For some. Bridget Jones's Baby.
Ah, yes.
And then we have, which is the movie, this is the movie I'm looking forward to, Lo and Behold, which is Werner Herzog's documentary about the internet. The trailer is fantastic. Go to YouTube and watch the trailer. It's fantastic. Then we have Mia Madre, which is an Italian drama about a filmmaker and her mother is sick. And she's making a film, and the star is John Turturro, and he's playing this boorish American actor. It looks very entertaining. And then another, why are they doing this? Blair Witch remake.
Yeah. Just for the record, I hate movies. Hate movies. Like Bridget Jones's Baby that have to do with that there is a comedic element of deciding who the father is. And it just it just seems like a very sad thing to be making a cinematic fun of, and yet we do it over and over again. One of the worst films ever made was Mickey and Maude with Dudley Moore. Remember that one?
Oh boy, wasn't there one with Robin Williams and
yes,
Billy Crystal?
Yes.
Oh, yes, this is a painful genre.
It really is, and I just don't know why we keep going after it, but whatever. Sean Stone, it's always a pleasure to thank you for letting me vent. it's always great to have you on the program, and we'll do it again next Thursday.
Terrific, thank you.
You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.